Here's what you need to know with Joe.
We need to know that schoolies are around from today.
That's right, Marto. You might have seen a lot of graduations rolling around at high schools last night. What that means today is schoolies. Now, it's obviously very different to previous years because of COVID and everything else that's happened this year. What that consequently means, I've spoken to a few police and they're saying it's going to be quite a challenging police operation. Reason being, it's a bit hard to predict where all the kids are going to be going. So there's talk that at Double Island Point, right? Now, normally about 100 kids head up to Double Island Point and camp. They're expecting well over 1,000 17-year-olds rolling up there.
Just on the beach.
Just on the beach up there. So, you know, keeping that under control, let's say, could be a little bit challenging from a police perspective.
Is this not a better thing, though, to have them all sort of spread out as opposed to, 100,000 of them all
on the Gold Coast? You know where they
are. Aren't they easier to control because then each suburb can look after?
Agreed. And you're probably going to have a better experience going to the beach, up at Double Island Point and camping and what have you than what you might have
you're
elsewhere.
You're not getting ripped off by that guy from Break Free. $6,000. I remember my kids went there 3 years ago or whatever. It was $6,000 for 5 kids for the week. Yeah. They're a bunch of disgraces and the Gold Coast getting what they deserve.
So, yeah, but from a police perspective, going to be challenging. I think it's something we'll touch on a little bit later on in the show.
We've got the acting inspector of police of Sunny Coast on. They're going to be everywhere up there, apparently. So Noosa, Maroochy, Mooloolaba.
I'm heading up there this weekend, didn't even realise. So, see you there. That's it.
See you, Joe.
Oh, there we go. That'll be it. I'll come back with some stories Monday. Now, moving on to something a little bit more closely related to what's happening here in Brisbane. Some experts are predicting we could see a property boom here next year. Now, our prices have held up fairly well through COVID, actually been a 2% rise in prices across Brisbane. What they're expecting next year is potentially a 10% jump in prices here in Brisbane next year. So the reason being, or a lot of it, is being driven by interest from people down south. Now, I spoke to Nerida Connersby from realestate.com.au. She says searches from people down in Melbourne here have just gone through the roof.
Property search from Melbourne into Queensland typically averages around 1 million searches per month. Since the start of COVID, that's increased to well over 2 million searches.
That's pretty impressive.
Doubling.
Where are they looking, Joe? Are they looking at houses in a city, in the suburbs surrounding the city, or are they looking at land perhaps just outside of the city?
A bit of both. So they're looking at around the city, definitely some of the inner city suburbs, but also some of the coast places like Noosa, Surfers Paradise and places like that. So overall, they're saying that the southeast Queensland area could do very well next year on the back of what we've done with COVID, weather, all those sort of things could be helped by the borders opening up and some people coming to look at properties later this year.
You say we're going to start seeing smashed avo in Gympie? Is that what it's come to?
Wow.
Deconstructed Vegemite toast. Yeah, the whole lot. It'll be there. So that's it. Now, look, we'll finish on something very somber note for a Friday. Stockies in the city. Famous spot.
The Stock Exchange.
We've all been there. We've all had memories of different sorts there. Unfortunately, it's closing its doors. So, the group that owns it, they haven't really given a reason as to why. However, it's sort of understood that, COVID has fairly heavily affected the business.
They must have just been hanging on, then COVID came.
It happens when pubs do, they do their, face up, they do a makeover and then they're just never the same. They put carpet in and they try and make it all look beautiful, but it just never is the same as it was.
So you had happy memories from Stock Exchange?
Oh my God, so many happy memories.
So, opened in 1863. Last drinks will be December 13. No plans yet as to what may happen with the venue, but let's hope someone comes in and saves it for next year.
All right, that's Joe from the newsroom. See you again at 6:30.
I went to a Bucks party there once and it started at lunchtime. You should smell the joint during the daytime.
Still going now. Yeah. Is that why they're kicking them out December 13?
I used to spend a lot of time on the rooftop bar.
Did you, Joe?
Did you ever do one of these?
Flat drop.
Yes, I did, Dave. Please.